A popular Outcast production.
Doing good.
Hey, you're going.
Hey, we're going.
Hey, look at that.
We're podcasting. Okay, so this is a new podcast. We are going to call our... Wait, what's Bill doing?
I'm just double-checking.
Bill doing
double-checking.
Bill is editing our podcast.
As we're recording it.
As we're all eating. Jeff is going to hate this podcast.
Oh my god, seriously, so many mouth noises. Okay, but new podcast. We're going to call ourselves Girls on Girls, not to be confused with Girl on Girl. That's a totally different thing. So if you listened hoping to hear some hot lesbian action, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, guys.
So I guess we'll go around. Ashley, who are you? Why are you here? What do you do?
I am Ashley. I am, I guess, Bill's other half. As you all know, Bill.
In case anybody who's listening doesn't also listen to the Popular Outcast, Bill is one of the Popular Outcasts, so plug, plug, go listen to their podcast, plug, plug.
Yeah.
If you don't already.
I do dog grooming, and that's pretty well most of my life.
And you just made a ballin' fish tank.
Oh, yeah. I made a really cool fish tank. I love fish. Now. In the past year. It's a new obsession.
Fair enough.
Into that.
Is that all you got, Ashley?
Yeah, pretty much. For now.
All right. Lauren!
I'm Lauren, and I am a pseudo-housewife with no kids. And I just recently helped my friend open a new bar. So I waitress at a bar two nights a week. And I garden a lot.
I'm so jealous. I can't grow a garden for shit.
I'm killing the house plants.
All right. And also, if any of you have listened to either the Popular Outcast or Popular Outcast Gaming, I have been on one episode of each of those. I am Aislinn. I am Jeff's better half. Thank you.
Much better.
So better.
And in case you don't know me from either of those, I am a full-time wife and mother. I chose to quit my job to raise my child in a way that I saw fit instead of sending her to daycare. I also have a little side business that I do part-time called Crafty Veggie. Look me up on Facebook or at Pepper's in downtown Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. So, ladies.
Ladies.
What do we want to talk about?
That's a very good question. Now my mind went blank.
What about some hobbies?
Hobbies are fun.
Do we have hobbies?
I think we all have hobbies.
Wine is a good hobby.
Yes. If you don't notice that this podcast, we're doing podcasting right by having goldfish and wine.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, they're cheese flavored, so the cheese goes with the wine.
Yeah, and I mean, the pizza, there's some cheese flavor
genius.
In that.
Wine and crackers.
Cracker oh my god, goldfish. Next week I might bring fucking wine and cheese. That'd be awesome.
We'll have different wine every week.
Hell yeah. Just turn this into a wine tasting podcast.
This is our excuse to get together once a week and, you know, drink
bitch
wine.
And drink and,
drink wine.
You know, stuff. Be girls with our male producer in the room.
He's not
We're
here.
Supposed to pretend
Ignore
he's
him.
Not.
Yeah. We're not going to talk to him, but we might talk about him.
We'll probably talk about him.
I'll distract myself.
Oh, he's going to play Clash of Clans.
Surprise.
Shocking. I don't know if you guys ever get annoyed by iOS games in your husband's
I do games. Not, because my husband does not have a cell phone.
Of course.
AJ just got an iPad, so just wait. He might download him some games.
Wait. He did get an iPad, but the only games on there so far are mine. He refuses. He says it's a waste of time. And he's still a grump, so, you know.
Yeah, as he obsessively searches for Morrissey videos on YouTube.
Yes, well... He does have to have his obsessions.
Everybody has their obsessions.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh. Talk about obsessions, man. You get into one thing and like if I fall in love with it, I do not stop.
Yeah.
Like I discovered Doctor Who a year and a half ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's been that long. And like since then I'm thinking about getting a Doctor Who tattoo.
Nice.
And like I haven't.
I don't think AJ's done any of those yet.
I haven't yet. I actually want him to do it. It's Starry Night. I don't know if you ever saw the Starry Night with like the doctor, TARDIS. The TARDIS exploding.
Yeah.
Oh. I've seen actual tattoos of it. I didn't like any of them, but I like the idea of it. But I haven't seen it on paper that I actually
Where are you thinking about doing it?
Leg, arm, maybe like a side.
A lot of people do like the traditional Starry Night as like an upper half sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to be like cliche and
Well, I was thinking either like an upper half sleeve because it is something that is very beautiful and would be a great upper half sleeve.
Or back compliment your daisies well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I still haven't figured out what I want to put on the inside.
A bunny.
Yeah.
Did you say a bunny?
Yes.
I'll have a bunny. We were talking about this since I work at like a pet store. I was like, well, I mean, they should just say that animal tattoos are okay. Like, wouldn't that make sense? Because tattoos are not okay in...
Maybe.
You know how I feel about them not allowing tattoos.
Oh, I totally agree. Like, my boss comes in, like, probably, like, every other day and is like, hey, nice tattoo you got there. Yeah, Tim, shut up. That's great.
Doesn't Brett Michaels kind of sponsor that store? He has tattoos. How come that's
okay? He was
okay?
doing that thing with like the dog supplies, like the dog clothes.
He has
traveling across
products.
The country and like
he has his products in
doing guest appearances at those stores.
We have the Brett Michaels bandanas that we still have left over that people could pay an extra dollar to have a Brett Michaels.
I'm just saying,
bandana.
Brett Michaels is spokesman for the store. He has tattoos.
Oh, I know.
But and then they don't let people who work there have tattoos.
Oh, I know. They don't let us have piercings either.
Piercings. That
We're also
be...
supposed to only have one earring per ear.
Yeah.
I don't know very many people that actually only have one earring per ear.
Yeah, not many.
Most people have at least two. It's very strange. Yeah. Especially for it to be a pet store and like a... Because with a grooming industry, you expect people to be more creative looking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the only reason I can get away with coloring my hair different colors is because the policy says conservatively styled hair, which is very vague.
Yeah,
especially
kinda.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
So they can't really say anything.
Hmm.
Every now and then my boss will walk to me and he's like, so you got some orange in there. It's got some little red and, You got tired of the blonde there? Yeah. Yeah, Gary, isn't it lovely?
It still looks like a natural shade of orange when redhead.
Like redhead, yeah.
Faded so weird. I really hate my hair at the moment.
Please. Faded weird. What the fuck color is this?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm just living with it.
Oh my God, I work next to... Talk about body complexes. I work literally. My table is set up next to
the
wall of mirrors. Oh. Yeah, and then you have a bunch of women in the store, and it's just like, oh yeah, this is great. This mirror. Oh God.
Do I look fat today? I think I look fat today.
Oh. What is wrong with my face?
You don't even know. I just went back and looked at pictures from my baby shower.
Oh my God.
Why did nobody tell me my face got so fat when I was pregnant?
Because you're pregnant. You can't tell a pregnant woman they look pregnant.
That's fair enough.
True.
But still, I'm like, God, how did...
Why? I kind of wish, like, now I work at a salon full of women, you know, like, and
yeah,
it's
I
like,
know how that is.
It has its bitchy moments, but it has its very lovely moments, and they are so nice and honest at times, even when you don't really need them to be. Like, we'll be like, oh yeah, you guys want to order a pizza? No, everybody's eating salads this week. All right, we're all on diets this week. Thanks for making everybody feel
Screw
bad.
That.
And I'm just like...
I would order a pizza and eat the whole damn thing myself in front of
them. Normally what happens is, like, there's two of us that are normally like, yeah, I want pizza. And then you have to, like, ask everybody else in the store. Because we like to be fair.
That's true.
Make friends, teamwork. It had its moments. When you work at a store full of so many people...
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're being nice to everybody and considerate. Cause
yeah.
That
you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
But I mean, I worked at Target for like a year.
Well, yeah.
And there's no way you could ask everybody in the store if they want to
Target,
order pizza.
Right. Target's like way bigger than where... Yeah. Yeah. We have like 20 to 30 employees most times, and they're normally not all working.
Yeah.
At all times, so... Normally there's like 15 people at like one time. Most of them are in the salon. But... Anyway. Crafts.
So, yeah.
When we originally started at...
Hobbies.
Obsessions. Then we got into Doctor Who, tattoos.
Mm. Really branched out of there.
Yeah, we did.
Where are we going?
Doctor Who's a hobby.
Yeah, it is.
It can be. Well, I'm doing the fish tank. The Doctor Who themed fish tank.
Red Dalek down in there.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the yellow Dalek and the TARDIS. And I have a Cyberman. And
I forgot there's a Cyberman.
And as soon as I get the ambition... I will be painting a Gallifreyan sunset from descriptions that they've done in the TV show. So that's going to be a project. Because it's a 55-gallon fish tank, so that's 48 inches wide.
Are you actually going to paint it on the tank, or are you going to paint like a backdrop? And
I'm going to paint a backdrop. Okay. I'm probably do like a canvas that I can hang on the side of the tank with clips.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I can paint, and I do love to paint. I just, the amount of time that I would put into it is just, that's going to be the biggest project.
Painting's fun, but if you want anything to look nice, it takes time.
So much time.
Oh, yes.
Especially if it's supposed to look like something.
Yeah. If it's out of your head, I mean, that's always fun.
Abstract is fun.
Abstract is a lot of fun. I've done a lot of abstract. That's always the most fun for me. I like little crafts. Like, doing the pots that I'm doing now, the terracotta pots. Little mini crafts. Like the things in my bathroom,
which are
crayon
beautiful.
Crayon artwork.
Yeah, those are neat.
I think they're really cool.
Yeah. I've got a lot of people that are like, oh yeah, I totally want those. And I'm like, oh, do you realize that that's just melted crayons, guys?
See, I didn't know that was crayons. Yeah. I wouldn't even have guessed that.
Really? Yeah, I mentioned a while ago for you to sell them on Etsy. And you were like, it's just like cheap flowers and crayons.
It doesn't matter what it is.
It's like, cool. Seriously. Somebody's going to buy that shit.
Somebody's probably going to buy it. I have my Etsy... I have nothing. I have my Etsy account. I have nothing in the store right now. I just took everything.
Same here.
Just took it all down because I wasn't selling anything. So I just.
You got to promote the hell out of yourself. You have to like make friends with other Etsy people and get like treasuries and shit together.
Which I've definitely been doing. Lately I've been buying more things off of Etsy and giving feedback and joining circles, and definitely that's helped a little bit. But Etsy is hard.
It is.
Like, it's really hard. I didn't even realize, like, how many people are actually on it. And it's worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's huge. You can find anything on there.
You ever look at the Regretsy website?
No.
I forget who it was. Somebody started it as, like, not quite an anti-Etsy, but it's more like a blog that lists, like, all the weird shit on Etsy.
Oh,
there's somebody that sells, like, these random packs, and, like, you pay a certain amount of money, and you get a certain amount of shit, and you open it up, and there's, like, bugs, and doll eyes, and just, like, parts of action figures, and just weird shit.
And you don't know what you're getting.
Well, you don't know what you're getting.
Wow.
Do you ever go to the Dollar Tree when you were younger? They had the one at the mall, and you could get the dollar bag.
Oh, God.
And you never knew what was
brown
in it.
Paper bag.
You can get, like, the pink one or the blue one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always get nothing good in it.
But
my mom would always be like, it's all junk.
Back to the Regretsy thing. They also list, there's a thing on Etsy you can do where if you're looking for a certain product to try to, oh, God, what's the fucking word?
Drinking brain.
Get somebody to make something for you, basically. Think of the word. And somebody was actually looking for...
No clue.
A fully functioning sonic screwdriver to use as a sex toy.
That's awesome.
Sonic
screwdriver? Did they make it? Does this thing exist?
I don't know if anything ever came of it.
Gotta research
it. Sounds
that.
Interesting, but it also sounds slightly scary.
Well, yeah, a sonic
screwdriver. I don't know if I want to put a sonic screwdriver near my genitals.
I'm not sure they understand exactly what a sonic screwdriver really is and what it does.
I don't understand what it is. Could you explain?
It's sonic noises that turn screws, open doors.
It's the doctor's, like, main tool that yeah. It's like a fix-all kind of thing.
It's a utility tool yeah. that does literally everything.
Oh.
He can
it's
pick
got
up.
Lasers,
so it's not yeah, something that's real.
No.
No.
I own the plastic version. It makes
Which
a
doctor?
Noise. The Matt Smith doctor, the last
no,
one.
No, of course. Because you're in love with Matt Smith.
I love Matt Smith. I like.
He's
I did.
Weird looking.
He is so weird looking. He has to seriously, like, if you look at pictures of him just in normal settings, it's like, you're not a good looking man. But I've seen pictures of him in, like, a model setting, like they have him all done up in
oh,
black
everybody
and white
looks
and stuff
good like
that.
That.
Then he looks fantastic. But it's not what he looks like to me. It's, seriously, it's his personality. Like, I get so excited when I see him on TV. I'm like,
I think you're
oh
just
God,
in love
Smith.
With the doctor.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm in love with that character.
You can be in love with a character.
Oh, and it's totally,
just
yeah,
like
fine.
Dean Winchester.
Dean oh, Winchester
snap.
Is sexy.
Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Supernatural. Bill is finally to, like, the season 2.
That's it?
It's... yeah, he's... But now it's finally tolerable to watch it again with him. Like, during season 1. Like, season 1's good, but it's like, nah, you know, I've already seen this part. Because I'm already up to, like, season 8. Like,
right.
I've already seen all
but
of season 8.
But it's been recent that you've watched it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It literally was when it first aired since I've watched it. So yeah. that
oh,
will
geez.
Be... Yeah, because I've been watching it since it first
yeah.
aired. I love
Did anybody start
show.
Watching it with the thing that's like, this... This looks like it's going to be stupid.
No.
But I'm just going to watch it.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, it came up on Netflix. I think they were into season 5. I was like, oh, this looks dumb. But
no.
I need a time filler. I was like, oh my God, this show is so amazing.
My friends in high school were obsessed with it. And because I was such... They didn't even call them hipsters when I was in high school. There wasn't
that
a word.
That term wasn't around.
That term
yeah.
wasn't around then.
No.
And because I was so... hipster or whatever, I wouldn't watch it. I was like, nah, I'm not gonna watch that. That's
oh, you're too cool.
But
God,
I there also
are so many things I do that with, like, everybody's doing it. No, I'm not doing it. I don't care how good it is. I'm not doing it. No, nope.
But the real reason was because I didn't really have very good TV, so I just couldn't watch it. And, like, we didn't
Bummer.
Have DVR or anything, and, like, you know,
yeah,
I didn't have a DVR until I was like 23. And then we only had it for, like, a year.
I did it at my parents' house. Dish is completely overrated. Ugh. I don't watch anything good on Dish. Everything I watched on Dish was reruns.
It's screw Dish. And seriously, like, if there's a storm...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You have
and,
no
like,
TV.
Which
you have no internet.
All the time in parents' house. And, like, it was so windy all the time at their house because they live, like, right in a valley.
Ugh.
Where, like, the wind goes the entire time. Like... Anytime the wind goes too strong, the dish would go out and everything would go fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sucks so bad. I had to talk my parents into, they just recently got, like, an HDTV. And I was like, and you have no HD channels. Why?
Because clearly they're going to get a Blu-ray player and watch Blu-ray, Ashley.
It looks terrible. My
oh,
mom
yeah.
is still refusing to get Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. I gave her, Walk the Line for Mother's Day because it was more of one of those things where it was like, I think you'll like this movie, but I also gave her a flower and I was like, watch it with Dad because Dad'll actually like it, you know.
I took my mom to
and
see
she,
that for her birthday when it was in theaters.
She was like, is this a new movie? What's this about? Like, it's about Johnny Cash's life. And she's like, oh, it's a documentary. I'm like, no,
not quite.
Really?
It's a creative retelling.
I was just like, oh, wow. Because
Joaquin Phoenix is much better looking than Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. And then I was like, where did I come from?
Yeah. I think that every time I talk to my mom.
Like, Mom, I
seriously.
Love you, but am
I love
yours?
My mom too, but
I look
yeah.
like yours, but am I?
Yeah.
Waiting
me too.
For one of those days that it's like, oh, you were adopted. Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep wishing.
No. It's not gonna
no,
happen.
No, I'm ending
happen.
Up a little too much like my mom to deny
oh,
the...
I... I act like
I see little things.
Yeah.
The scariest moment ever.
Yeah, it really
you
is.
Say something and you stop and go, oh god.
Mm-hmm. I've become my mother.
Yes. I love my mom, but she drives me insane.
Oh yeah. I can't live with a woman.
Yeah.
I can't live with a woman.
No. I don't have to live with her. Yeah. I have to work with her one night a week.
No, oh, god.
That's bad enough.
Your mom's working at the Roadhouse?
No, no. I work one night a week at a private gun club.
Oh, okay.
Cooking.
Okay.
My mom runs the... Well, I pretty much run the kitchen because she really doesn't do anything except run around in a fluster all the time. It's really not that hard to make a cheeseburger or a hot dog. So I pretty much do everything. It's fun.
Well,
I don't care. I hang out with my mom for a couple hours. I get out of the house.
Do you ever watch Kitchen Nightmares?
No. I have seen it on the TV, but I have not watched it.
Oh my god, that's a new obsession, seriously.
I don't know, I refuse to watch that show. I refuse to watch anything with Gordon Ramsay because he's an asshole.
He is. To a point. He totally is an asshole, don't get me wrong. But he's actually fixing these kitchens and, like, recovering them.
Yeah,
So he's doing a fantastic thing, and he'll give them, like, new kitchen...
Yeah, I respect what he's doing there, but it's just, like, do you have to, like, berate people while you do
it? Is he good? Is it, like, he goes to a restaurant and helps them?
He goes to a restaurant that's failing.
Okay.
And tries to revamp the menu.
There's a show similar to that on another channel that was, like, a bar rescue or something.
Hmm.
I've watched an episode or two of that. Just randomly.
Yeah. And there was another similar show. It was like a salon show, of course.
Hair salon.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
That tall lady with the short, mm-hmm. like, white hair.
Yeah.
Super bitchy.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of my DirecTV in about a week or two.
I'm
finding it really hard because I've literally had cable my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had HBO my whole life, ever since I was a kid. So, yes, I was traumatized by weird HBO movies and shows when I was a child.
Things you shouldn't have been watching at 1 a.m.
Yes, that's definitely been a huge part of who I am today. But I'm getting rid of the TV, so I refuse to watch any new shows. And there's nothing really on my DVR right now because a lot of the shows I watch have either ended or the seasons are over. So when I flipped through channels, the only thing I found in the last week or so was, like, a hoarder show.
Oh,
Lord.
Try having OCD and watching that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, well, it just makes me want to get up and just walk around and just tidy, you know?
Well, right. That's...
I mean, it's horrible. And I just sit there, I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
How people can you actually exist?
You're literally... No. Your garbage is literally 8 feet high. You can't walk in your house.
I had a neighbor that was actually like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was literally like that. And their house my parents' house is next to a church. And
Of course it is.
The church was next door.
Of course it is.
The church was next door to that house. And the house was so disgusting, and like they would let the grass like grow like really tall. They let the bushes grow really tall so they could kind of hide it.
Oh my
and
God.
The house went up for bankruptcy like one time, went for foreclosure. This guy who had just recently died put it in his will that if that had ever happened, if the house went for bankruptcy and went for sale, then he put money aside to buy that house so they could bulldoze it.
Oh my God. Just some random guy?
And they did. Yeah, it was a guy who belonged to the church.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they bulldozed the entire property and made it more parking and a recreational area for the kids. They put like grass there.
That's the best thing you can do with houses like that.
Oh my God. Just
there's no
set it on fire. Just we were talking about this morning where the hoarding show, we were watching one where they had cockroaches.
Oh my God.
And the exterminator guy came in and he was like, oh, so you don't have very many cockroaches, huh? And takes a painting off of the wall and probably 500 cockroaches crawled out behind it. And I'm just like sitting there going, just burn it down. It's totally cool. Just burn the house down.
It's fine. You know, it's just make totally it, just, make it look like an accident. You know,
just shut off the cameras and just, you guys have torch insurance, right? Torch. Yeah, just torch it. Just set it on fire.
Is there
fuck
there's
it.
There's no point in even saving a house if there's that fucking many cockroaches.
Oh, God. Like, they would eat outside because they were so afraid of eating in their own home.
Oh, my God. I saw one where there was their toilet. Something happened with their toilet, and they had been living with, like, waste, like sewage on their floor.
Oh,
all over the floor. They're walking through it. And they went in there and they're like, we can't even like start helping you clean the floor until we get
hazmat
in here, because this is how do you live in this? And they looked like normal people.
Yeah. I used to think, because of my OCD, I used to think that I wanted to become a professional organizer. There was like a small portion of my life where I was like, I could kind of do that, go around, help people.
You would walk into somebody's house and just fucking tweak out.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would be like, I'd be standing in the doorway just going, okay, so, here's your boxes, and just throw them in the corner. And okay, so you just take that over there, and then like something would crawl out, and I'd just like run out of the house and then be like, okay, so I'm just gonna stand outside this window, and can you hear me? Just knock on. Maybe we need walkie-talkies for this, because I can't be in your home.
Okay, so this got out right now. Pretty disturbing. Let's go back to talk about hobbies. Hobbies are nice.
Hobbies are comfortable.
I don't want to talk about cockroaches.
We're talking about Doctor Who, and immediately we went right to Hoarder.
Well, of course. Well,
how did we get there? No, seriously, that show, I will put it on and...
Actually, stop talking about
Sorry.
We're trying to get away from it.
Cleaning. Now my OCD is going nuts. All right. I'm okay.
I make jewelry sometimes.
You make jewelry? That's
true. Yeah, you used to...
I used to have a bead shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 6 awesome. Years. Yeah, I haven't made any jewelry since we closed the bead shop. But I have a friend who wants to start going to local farmers market / auction type places in the mornings to sell stuff. She asked me if I wanted to go with her and sell jewelry. I told her I would, but I don't really have anything made right now. And I don't really have time to make anything. I don't know.
Well,
I quit
my
job, and I'm seriously busier now than I ever was when I had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like you walk in your house, it's like, man.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. Especially in my house.
Oh, God, I wish. I look around, and I'm like, I want to do that. I started making a list. So I can eventually get everything on my list done. But with having... 1 to 0 days off per week right now.
Yeah.
I'm going nuts. I am going completely nuts. I'm looking around, like, I'll come home from work and I'm like, I just have so many things to do.
Yep. Which is why, and I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to not work because of my husband. But seriously, like, but I'm getting a lot done. Mm-hmm. Like, the garden is, it's all in now. Woo. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm working on my flower beds, but that's pretty well it. My roses are starting to grow. Mm. I have 3 bushes. 2 of them are starting to get there, finally.
I haven't gotten around to any all of my landscaping.
All my seeds dead.
Sucks.
Growing from seeds is hard.
It
is.
I used to have such good luck with it. I do not know what I'm doing wrong now, and I switched to herbs because I was like, I was always told that herbs were easier.
No, not so much.
I grew a little bit of catnip. That was about it. Because I was like, catnip's useful.
Aislinn, you're looking a little empty there in your glass.
Yeah, I know. I am. I'm so far from the fridge.
Do you need a refill? Because that
just
can be
a
right.
Little.
I like making bows and stuff. Mike's from Peppers.
Yeah.
Has been after me to get bow stuff or something in the shop, and I'm just like, oh yeah, that's fantastic. When am I going to have time for any of that?
I was
like looking at things, I'm like, dude, I have nothing made. Nothing at all. He's like, well, you can fill out an application and have, you know, nothing done. And I'm like, it's not gonna help me. I'm just gonna feel terrible.
And then what happens when I get approved?
Yeah, then I get approved and I'm like, oh yeah, you gotta totally bring stuff in. And I'm like, yeah, I have Give me a month yeah. month and I'll have 5 bows made. It's totally cool. We're totally fine.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know Mike's really after a lot of the people that he knows to get.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I finally got the pots, the terracotta pots painted, and I want to put buttons, flowers, something on them, get that much made. And I have some bows made and some headbands made,
mm-hmm.
but it's just,
there's so many things. It's so slow going. Like, I want to do mosaic stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to paint on wine glasses.
Oh yeah.
But I just don't.
Ugh. Oh man.
Stuff I want to do.
I started a Pinterest list. I will go through.
I deleted Pinterest for that reason.
I haven't tried it yet.
I
don't think I will.
Love.
It will suck you
in. Obsessed. Love. No, totally obsessed. Totally. Yeah, my name is Ashley, and I'm obsessed with Pinterest. That would be... There should be a support.
I know a lot of people that are.
I really should. So don't feel bad. But I had to get it down to tolerable size. Because you get on Pinterest, and then you get really like, I need to do all of this. Mm-hmm. And you will get none of it done. Mm-mm. None of it will happen. You just have all of this ambition and nowhere to go with it. So I created a list on my phone, and I'm slowly crossing things off.
I started screen capping the things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on my computer somewhere.
I don't know where I put those.
It's fine.
God, I barely even open my computer.
You just get sidetracked. There's just too much other stuff
seriously.
To do.
So and many other things.
Every once in a while, I get commissioned with things like Chris Wow. Quith Wow from the Delusional Loners just asked me to make him a bead art of the Pokemon Farfetch'd, which I have finished. I just have not ironed yet. So, Chris, if you're listening, I'll have that to you very soon, I promise.
And you're already working on the Optimus Prime and the Megatron I've commissioned you to do, right?
You did not give me any specifics.
I'm just
specifics.
Kidding. I know.
And yeah, sure, that's happening.
If you need me to, I will give you the money or buy you the beads ahead of time, like whatever you need.
Just let me know with the tax return, I placed a huge bead order. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
So,
if you need anything, if you need money up front, whatever you need.
And all
let
of
me know.
It's tax deductible, which is great.
Yeah, I'm trying to like keep track of that shit. So, like, because it's only tax deductible, like, one, if you have a fucking tax number for it, which
yeah,
I have
if you actually have a business.
Yet. And two, you have to like make X amount of dollars for it to be like tax deductible.
Right.
I don't make that much money on my shit.
No.
I just do it for my bow stuff. It's all tax refundable. Like I get money back from all that for making bows for like work and stuff.
Oh,
well, that's different.
You have an outlet for them. So
Michaels loves groomers. I actually got a survey once that was like, yeah, we were just, you know, surveying, you know, how much you like our store and blah, blah, blah. And then at the bottom of it said, and especially, what are you using all the ribbon for? And I'm like, how much ribbon do I buy? And then, like, I added it up and I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding
me? Oh, seriously, the amount of embroidery floss.
It's disgusting.
And artificial flowers I buy from Michaels is so sad.
For your hair? Hair bows? Or your hair flowers?
The embroidery floss is for the cross-stitch things that I do, which are very time-consuming and fucking kill my hands with carpal tunnel.
I'm sure.
But yeah, the flowers are for, like, I do dual-purpose. They're hair clips and brooches.
Oh, they're adorable. I love wearing them.
Pendant brooches.
Ooh. I have been having a problem at Pepper's with the glue that's holding on the pins and the clamps just like fucking
let's go after
off,
a while.
Apparently,
what are you using?
Weird.
I was using high temp hot glue.
Try E6000.
Yeah, I probably will from now on because I have a tube and I don't use it enough, so it always ends up drying out. And then I've got like 3/4 of a
tube. It's really good. I used to do like blinging with Swarovski crystals on like cell phones and stupid
I remember crap. Some of the stuff you had
like,
at Totem.
Barrettes and
yeah.
crap like that. And E6000. Like I had a cell phone that I had crystals all over it and
what?
Hardly ever lost a single one.
What is E6000?
It's almost like a
it's industrial
it's a craft
strength
glue,
craft
yeah,
craft
but it's almost like a rubber cement. So when it dries, it's like rubbery. You can
and
pull
it's clear
it off.
Too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. it's clear. I got Eproxy for the terracotta pots, and Thompson's Water Seal comes in spray.
Nice.
I know. Which I will be water sealing all of the pots.
But
I know, I was like, idea. This is genius.
The bows, they're the bows. The flowers you got for me, have you had any problems with the shit coming apart?
Mm-mm. No, I don't have any issues. Maybe it's the temperature in peppers. Is it like hotter or colder in there?
I don't know. I had a problem. I had sent a bunch to Expressions downtown because Jeff's mom used to be a partner there, so whatever.
That's a hair salon.
Hair salon, yes.
So you were sending your hair accessories to a hair salon.
Right. And it a couple of them, like, the backs came off there, too.
Hmm.
So I don't know what's going on.
Try the 6,000.
I will from now on.
Our bows at work, like our dog bows, if they sit too long, because we hot glue the beads in the middle on them, mm-hmm. if they sit too long, sometimes they'll pop off. Hmm. Sometimes it's just time with hot glue.
Yeah.
Is peppers like on consignment? Do they take, you know, like you put your stuff in there and they take a percentage when they sell mm-hmm. it?
Yeah. What they do is you submit an application with like photos or like a link to a website of your work, and it gets reviewed by like some kind of panel of downtown Sealands Grove artists, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And once you get approved, you have a one-time $35 like entry fee that you have to pay.
Okay.
And then it's $25 a month if you want a small space. And the split for a small space is 80-20, 80% to you, 20% to peppers.
Oh, wow.
If you want a large space, there is no monthly fee, but it's a 60-40 cut right. to peppers.
Wow. See, most consignment shops like that do take 40% no matter what. No matter what size space you have, no matter what. So that's actually really good, especially mm-hmm. if you just have a small space. That's
yeah, and almost everybody who's at Peppers has a small space, except right. for like one person who does like a ton of stuffed animals and like onesies and bibs and things.
They're right. adorable. There's little like
elephants and owls.
Oh. Yeah,
and those owl pillows you make are really cute.
Yeah, those are adorable. Fucking buying them. The three that I have for sale at Peppers were requested off of my Facebook page, and you know, I put them up. I tell the people they're ready. Mm-hmm. No fucking response.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
so like they were custom orders. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I would seriously take the money up front.
I am going to for custom orders now for people that I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely. It's crap.
But I mean, at least I have the outlet of Peppers to be like, oh, hey, here's these cute things.
Right. Yeah, you still have it there.
Buy them now.
Maybe I should get some jewelry together and go down there.
Yeah, Mike is looking to get a lot of like case and it's younger, really hipper people in there. Cause
yeah. See, I was thinking about talking to you. I think you should make some of your little thingies into jewelry. I should teach you how to make jewelry because it's really easy. And if you ever need to learn anything, I will teach you, and you should make, like, that, you know, like, hipster jewelry.
I have Mario fire flowers that I'm going to make into hairpins at some point.
That'd be awesome. I want to do Shrinky Dinks on my bows.
Oh my god, I love Shrinky Dinks.
Which is why I had originally made, like, Pac-Man and Batman and stuff. And then putting them on, like, a hair bow, and then maybe putting, like, the bow on a headband.
I dig it.
Been doing that a couple times. Mm-hmm. I've worn them. That's about as far as that gets. I'm like, yeah, I made this for myself.
Sometimes what you gotta do is, like, wear your prototypes.
Wear it. If somebody sees it, they like it.
Where'd you get it? I made it. Yeah. Would you like one?
I was upset. So, like, the one day, one of my customers was like, yeah, I totally want to buy some of, I made slip-on flap. Felt flowers for like dog collars. Okay. Martha Stewart makes a dog collar with a felt flower like already stitched onto it. Mine come off.
Right.
They just slide on and off, so you can leave them on.
Right.
And interchange them. Mm-hmm. And they're so super cheap.
Without buying a new collar.
Yeah, they're so super cheap to make. Like, I put them on Molly's collar, my dog, and she is a chocolate lab that plays in the yard all the time, plays frisbee. And the thing lasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for months, she had it on. So, the prototype is definitely there. So, that I want to get in Peppers, too. But I was upset because the one day, one of my customers was like, yeah, I totally want to buy these from you. And technically, I'm not allowed to sell at work.
Right.
Right.
So, I brought
them
to her.
You need to make up business cards or something.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to give them out.
Oh.
But yeah, I know. So like, I was actually going to give them to her. I wasn't even going to charge her for anything. And so I would like let her like look through them because she was one of my favorite customers. I let her look through them and she didn't pick any out. She asked me to bring them in so she could buy them. I wasn't even going to sell them to her. She didn't even pick any. She's like, well, I mean, I don't know what if I bitch. Like any of these colors. I'm like,
Should have just been like, I can do whatever color you want, bitch.
I know. I was just like, why didn't you tell me you wanted a specific color? I don't know. But so anyway, but it sucks. Like when you make something specifically for somebody, you're like, you're trying to do that. And they're just like, meh.
Yeah. I got so far like with the one girl, she's like, oh, you know, that's awesome. You know, how do I get the money to you? Do you have PayPal? And I was like, yeah, here's where you send the money.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, sure. Okay, I'll throw those in Peppers and, you know, see what happens there. The one person who had, like, I guess, I don't know, the final say or something on my application said that she really liked my pillows and wants to see me turn them into purses.
I would love that. I was actually looking to see, like, if you could make, like, you know how you made the TARDIS tote bag?
Mm-hmm.
I would love...
Somehow many of those Doctor Who you would be able to sell.
Oh my, tote I know. Bag.
Just, seriously.
I made it from a t-shirt, and I'm trying to figure out a prototype that's going to be sturdier.
Oh, yeah.
So, mine was just a, hey, I'm going to the Ren Fair. It's Time Traveler's Weekend. I'm going to dress as Tom Baker with a TARDIS purse.
Yeah. Like, I can make purses, but, like, I can make purses for myself. Yeah. They're only, like, the quality of them is not good enough that I would be comfortable with selling to people. Because I can sew, but I don't sew very professionally. Like, it's not really all that fantastic.
I can't sew at all.
My grandmother was like, you will learn how to sew. So she bought me, like...
I think I can do a halfway decent blanket stitch. I think I learned that in middle school.
Yeah, same here. That's... We had to do this project in ninth grade, stuffed animals, and that's the only stitch like we were allowed to use was like the blanket stitch to stitch them together. We had to do stuffed animals by hand, which was such a pain in the ass.
I made a huge stuffed snake in middle school. I think it was eighth grade.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it was a polar bear,
black and red.
We had to make gym bags that were the cinching kind.
Oh wow!
Which
like the kind you can wear as like a backpack.
Kind of, but they or like didn't a duffel actually. Bag that you pulled the it's string, like the duffel bag. String. Yeah, you could have made them as like a backpack, but they weren't that cool. But I got in an argument with my home ec teacher because I'm very opinionated and, you know, ridiculous back then. Back then.
Not anymore.
Clearly, you're I'm not so as, docile right now.
I'm not as bitchy with it. I don't push it in people's faces anymore. I've grown. I'm getting better.
Were you a bully in school?
No, I was bullied. But actually, people did tell me that I was a bully, which kind of confused me.
Anyway. I wasn't a bully, but people told me years later that they're afraid of me.
People were really afraid of me.
Well,
yeah.
I got picked on, but like never physically. I don't know.
That's how I
like
I was.
To think it's because. I unintentionally learned bitch face really early, so nobody messed with me.
Yeah, I did learn bitch face really early. I've got that down. But, yeah, so anyway, I got in an argument with the home ec teacher because I already knew how to sew. I'd been sewing since I was 8 years old because my grandmother had taught me. I owned my own sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave us the instructions to the project, and I made the entire bag. And everybody else was still working on, like, the first stitch. I was already done. I did it exactly the way that she wanted me to do. And she made me rip the entire thing out and start over because she didn't watch me do it.
Oh, my God.
Because I was going ahead of the class.
What did she think? You went out and bought one? And
I have no idea. Like, where did you find this? Like, I had a SpongeBob one. And, like, it was the first day, like, she saw me cut the material, and by the end of the class, I had already had it made.
Yeah.
Because I've always been...
She was just jealous.
I've always been a fast sewer. Oh, I was so pissed. But I was
Haters
so
gonna hate.
Yep.
Bored in that class.
Because you already
so
knew everything.
So fucking bored, yeah. And, like, I didn't want to be, like, the person that, like, well, back then I was like, yeah, I know everything. I wouldn't be like that now. Now I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so bored. Can I please... not be here. That'd be great. You know.
I remember I can cook now halfway decent, but in home ec class in middle school, I remember making scones. That was the only thing I remembered ever making, and they were horrible. They were so hard and crunchy, and it was terrible.
I think we made hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
I'm pretty sure we made hot dogs with, like, barbecue sauce.
Oh, wow, because that's really hard.
We made, really like, hard. Fucking complicated shit. Yeah, like, we were jelly. Like, jelly.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we made jelly.
I wish we made jelly.
Yeah, we just baked shit. Like,
we made the chocolate no-bake, like the cow flop cookies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, those are good. Right.
Didn't turn out right. They'd never, like, set. They were still runny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My scones, they were terrible. Terrible. I've never tried to make them again.
I love...
Scarred by that experience.
Oh, my God. I love baking. I was scarred
by a lot of things in middle school.
Middle school, high school, elementary school, just school in general.
Yeah, school is a scarring experience, like, if you're not one of the pretty popular kids.
I was an opinionated redhead.
Yeah.
That was a problem. Therein lies your problem number one.
Oh, my God. We're a walking joke right now. A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead.
Walked into a podcast. I always forget that you're a brunette, though.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't think I even knew you were a brunette.
It's like, yeah, you're a brunette. What?
Very light brown. Kind of almost dirty. I was dirty blonde when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your roots coming out of your natural color? Yeah. Brown.
I have to prove to people. Some people don't believe me that I'm a redhead. They're like, well, you dye your hair all the time. I'm like...
Yeah, but no, it's pretty obvious.
Have you met me?
Yeah.
You can't fake this.
Watch me as I stand outside in the sun for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, that's
Watch
me
drive home from work. I will freckle and burn. I have a burn right now. Right
yeah, on my I see nose. Your nose is quite red right now.
Just right, I have a burn right on the top of my nose and right, like, right here. That's it. Like, right on my temple. It's ridiculous. Like, I was out in the sun. I was wearing SPF 85.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got sunburn wearing SPF 85. Yep. Now, I do know that there's no scientific proof. Like, there's...
Yeah, but we had talked about that the last 50, time.
Yeah, anything like over that. 50 has absolutely no difference.
Right.
The only reason I get 85 is because it already comes with aloe vera in it, which I know I'm eventually going to need because I'm going to burn anyway.
Yep.
Right. Me too.
I've been Trust doing me. A little bit of research into like sunscreen alternatives because I'm on this huge like holistic kick right now. I don't want to put any unnecessary chemicals into my body.
I saw that there was a natural one. I never There's clicked
like,
on it.
But. If you use like coconut oil, because coconut oil isn't like actually oil. It's more like, if you can imagine like lard, it's kind of like that. It's almost like a waxy kind of thing.
I use the milk in my hair, the coconut milk.
Everything from the coconut is like fucking magical, man.
Seriously, coconut butter, cocoa butter. Well, that's not coconut. What am I talking about?
That's cocoa.
That is ridiculous. No, seriously. Like, it's great for your hair. It's great for your skin. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Oh, yeah. It's great for you in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a lot of people who are good allergic in a pina colada. To, like, ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
They can use coconut as, like, sweetener things. Like,
For baking, AJ, for paleo, yeah, coconut
AJ's
flour.
AJ's on that, like, huge, like, gonna eat raw, this and that, and I made those,
paleo diet.
Those coconut cookie things, which are
macaroons.
Just, like, completely, like, raw, vegan, paleo-friendly.
Did you grind
friendly.
Your own coconut?
No, I bought organic something or other coconut from Giant.
Did you really find, I could not find coconut that wasn't sweetened at Giant. So I actually bought coconuts, and I cracked them, and I cleaned them, and I shredded them, and they were fucking awesome. I still have it.
If you want to take
so
a shortcut,
coconut out of a coconut.
When I get home, I'll let you know the brand of stuff. Okay. It's like on the top shelf.
Is it? Was it the dry stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because I did see that it was dried, and I was like,
it's like really finely shredded too.
Yep. Do we have like a natural store other than the Giant natural? Is there one in Lewisburg?
There's a natural food store in Lewisburg. They have everything.
Yeah, it's out Route 45.
Yeah, you go out 45 towards Mifflinburg. Not real far though.
Oh, okay.
And there is a Whole Foods branch. In Williamsport, and we just got a Trader Joe's in State College.
That's pretty far, though.
Well, I go to Williamsburg like 2 days a week now. So
yeah, it's really close to the Sheetz. It's like on the other side of the highway.
Okay.
It's Whole Foods / something or other.
I think I might have passed
like
it.
Like Blackbirds. I don't remember.
Is it South Williamsport side?
Mm-mm, it's right on the fucking strip.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. I'll have to look it up. I've been, when I'm down there, I go to Yellow Pages and like search up what I'm looking for. It's like, I want sushi. Oh, Ichiban is across the street? Oh my God.
Yeah. What do you go up there for?
I go to another store to help them out because all of their managers are idiots.
Sucky.
And quit.
Yeah. Well, they're idiots. And then they walked out the door.
So, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
It was a fun time. Sweet. Mom. I feel like that's a good place to stop, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Bill's going to be cutting a few things, a few minutes out of this because of things we said that really shouldn't air.
Really? I didn't think we did too bad this episode.
Well, it's because we didn't talk about other people.
We didn't do any name dropping, at least. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Less gossipy than the original episode.
That's because we didn't drink enough yet.
We're going to get a few more glasses of wine.
Episode two.
Get a few more glasses?
Probably not.
I think after I finish this, I might switch to a Bud Light, maybe.
Yeah, beer.
Try those out.
Switch to beer.
Beer.
We're going to be women and drinking beer. I don't know how the Popular Outcasts do it, but we drink wine
a lot. Don't the Popular Outcasts drink a lot of soda?
Yeah.
That's bad. Soda's bad.
They go through a ton of soda. I know this because I do the recycling.
Oh.
I give Jeff shit for it all the time. Like, one, that's fucking high fructose corn syrup if you're drinking regular soda.
Yes.
Two, aspartame if you're drinking diet.
Yeah,
that shit causes cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And it tricks your body into thinking you're actually putting real sugar in it, which is going to make you fat anyway.
Yes.
I drink diet green tea. Actually, that is what I've been mostly. It's the Turkey Hill brand, which has no sugar, no calories.
Yeah,
no,
it just depends
on
what they use to sweeten it.
Honey,
that's not too bad.
So it's not too terrible, and it's definitely better than drinking Mountain Dew all day.
Oh yeah.
Mm. So I normally just fill up a cup of the Turkey Hill tea and just drink that all day.
If you're ever speaking of honey,
and I dropped down like 5 pounds, like right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
If you're ever around like Saturday mornings, Downtown Salem's Grove has a farmer's market. There's a guy that has his own, like, pure, natural, raw honey that he brings there. It's, like, $4 for,
there's a lot of places around.
Or something.
He might be
that bad.
No, that
it's,
can't be.
It's Earl Stauffer.
Where is that located?
It's downtown. It's right after BJ's. It's at the corner of a market in Pine.
Oh, okay.
The market house in Sunbury has a guy with raw honey too.
And I need to check that.
They
place
also
out.
Have a guy with raw milk, and we just got. He gave me a free quart of just regular raw milk, which we don't drink a lot of milk, so we haven't tried that yet. But I got AJ a quart of, it's pasteurized, but it's grass fed milk. Mm-hmm. So I got a quart of chocolate milk, and it was freaking delicious.
Oh, my God.
He has free-range eggs, and, you know, he's got everything. Cheese, grass-fed cheese,
and everything.
People
are, like, downtown in Salem's Grove.
Free-range eggs are delicious.
Yeah, and it's
$2
a dozen.
They're so much better.
Like, I'm sorry.
They're so much better.
Organic free-range eggs at the grocery store are almost $4 a dozen. You can get them
for $2.
It's
ridiculous.
Especially when you live in this area.
Jeff and I are actually looking at getting our own chickens,
yeah.
Hopefully at some point this summer, because we've been talking for like the past 2 years.
Oh yeah, we've been talking about forever. I'm thinking maybe in the next 2 years we'll probably get a chicken or two, but
yeah, we're looking serious into it, like maybe going out to the Middleburg auction one of these days and picking up some chicks, you know, hand raise them so they're friendly, and because Jeff's on the slow carb diet, so no carbs 6 days a week, so he eats eggs every day for breakfast.
Yeah,
so
they're so good for you.
Eggs
though.
Get expensive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I buy almost 2 dozen a week for AJ. I boil eggs because he usually only eats them either poached or hard boiled. Because for paleo, I guess you're not technically supposed to cook a lot of stuff. So poached and hard boiling are the best way to prepare them. So he gets hard boiled eggs on his salads every night.
But he's told me about the crazy salads he eats
every night. I had to make him his salad before I came over here tonight.
Aww. So he had some food.
After Aww. Mowing the lawn.
Hey, I got my strawberries cleaned out today. Oh, and then that douchebag drove right by him and blew grass on them when I was trying to weed them. I was so pissed at him.
Like, you asshole!
I thought you'd like to know, Morgan has named the snake Cupcake.
Cupcake! Oh, that's so much better than peanut butter.
She went in to look at the snake, and she's looking at it, and she poked its head out of the little log thing it's got, and she goes, Cupcake! It's like, sure, that can be its unofficial name for now.
Yeah, I did comment on that picture. I was like, oh, Jeff, that's a lovely snake.
Did he take a picture already? Dear, I haven't checked Facebook recently.
He's got terrifying. Two. He put up two. Boy. One is of the snake itself in the tank, and the other is he's holding the snake, just looking at it very lovingly.
I can't wait to listen to his podcast to see if he talks about it.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He just... He thanked me.
I know
me
he was talking about it
so
before.
Much for, you know, putting the snake thing into motion. I'm like, thank Lauren. She's the one that got on AJ's ass about the snake.
Oh, you mean the recent thing? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's no reason for AJ to not give you guys the snake right away.
Especially because there's bitches no about how many animals he has
right,
all the
right,
time.
Right.
So
I think
Jeff
secretly
was the guy that was you
it.
Were giving the snake to?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it an albino Colombian?
It's an albino boa, yeah, boa constrictor. Right. Yeah, red tail boa, Colombian. It's a freaking gorgeous snake. And
oh my
we
God,
had
it
gotten
is.
It from a friend of mine who he didn't really have a whole lot of time for it. And I got it from him when I was working at the other pet store. And immediately AJ's like, who offers it to Jeff? Because he's like, I don't want another snake. We already have two snakes.
Jeff loves snakes. His snakes
then,
keep dying. I'm just going to give him
Jeff's
this snake.
Jeff's snakes keep dying, so I'm going to give Jeff this snake.
We just
exactly.
And then I didn't know about it until I hear from Jeff and Aislinn that, oh, AJ says you guys are going to give us your snake. And I was like, I went to AJ and I'm like,
the fuck,
did
man?
You offer them that snake? I'm like, Ross gave me that snake. And he's
snake.
Like, well, I don't care. No. Honestly, like, I could give a shit about snakes.
So they're like furniture to me.
Right. I like to look at them. And that's how AJ was. AJ liked to look at them. But I think he knew that Jeff likes to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And this snake is very young yet. And the more it's handled, it's going to be a really
nice
snake.
It's already like super
It's
chill.
Very calm. Yeah. So it's a beautiful, beautiful snake. It's probably fairly halfway rare. And it's in super good health, you know, very anal about taking care of the snakes. So I'm really glad that Jeff has it. I think that he will be a phenomenal snake owner for that snake.
Yeah, he just loves them snakes so much.
So pretty from a distance.
Yeah.
Right. He offered to let me handle it today. I'm like, I'm gonna wait till we have it for a few more days.
I'm not afraid. I've literally been bitten by like a 9-foot boa right in my face. So I mean, I'm fine. I'm fine with them. I can handle them, but I just don't.
I'm not.
They're not my favorite.
I'm not afraid or anything. I'm just like, you know, he's new.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid. Not
but we should get
snakes.
Into animals in another episode.
Yeah.
We totally should. The next episode, we should totally talk about animals and pets.
Yeah. Animals would be a really good topic for another episode.
Hint, hint.
So, we're getting close to the hour mark, according to our little timer over here. So,
I think that was all right for our first episode.
I think we're going to wrap this up. I mean, I hope we didn't bore you guys too much. I hope you had a little bit of fun listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, we do have some future episodes planned that might be fairly interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, in the future, we're going to talk about things like pets and
girls on girls.
We might talk about girls on girls.
We
that
might
happen.
We're going to talk about
you
some
never
sexy
know.
Time a little later on. So, you know,
maybe a little
listening.
Bit of that.
I have some stories.
I've heard
if
some
we ever
stories.
Have an episode about exes, oh, I got some stories.
Shit, son. I have lots of stories about that.
Oh, no. Boy. I probably have the best one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did you ever get held by gunpoint?
Oh, that's what I have not experienced.
I have. So, yeah.
So, on that note, thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you next time.
Later.
Bye.